Hello and welcome to this special episode of Talking Trading. I'm Caroline Stephen. It's terrific to have your company. Last Wednesday evening, Trading Game and Invast ran an exclusive traders event in Sydney, where Chris Tate gave a keynote presentation on your thinking is keeping you broke. Over drinks and canapes, I spoke to some of the attendees on the night, including Trading Game mentorees, our Sydney-based Trading Game experts, and newcomers to the markets. And we hear from them later in the show. But first up, we have the news with coordinator of last week's event, Ashley Jessen from Invast, for the week ending 6th of February. Ashley Jessen, hello and welcome.
Hi, Caroline. Great to be here.
How did the US market close last week?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a mixed week, pretty volatile. The Dow Jones was down some 60 points or around a third of 1%. The NASDAQ was down about 20 points, nearly half a percent. And the S&P 500 was down around 7 points. So we had US unemployment figures came out. They hit 257,000 jobs versus around 234 expected. And the unemployment rate's now pushed up just a 0.1% to 5.7. So yeah, a little bit of a volatile week towards the end. And maybe with that strength, there's a bit of a possibility of a rate increase, maybe a little bit sooner because the jobs figures have been so strong.
All right, let's swing back to the domestic market. How did that close last week?
Yeah, very strong. We had Friday was up 9.2 points on the ASX or 0.2%. It's the 12th consecutive day of gains. So we've really had a lot of momentum to the upside. 9.5% we've put on in the last 12 days alone. So stellar performance over the last fortnight. And volume on Friday was around 4.27 billion. So right on average for the day.
Very quickly, what were some hot sectors?
Yeah, well, the materials sector was very strong and the energy sector was strong as well. So materials 2 weeks in a row outperforming, up 6.8% last week. So we had the BHP, BlueScope, Fortescue. Some of those rebounded incredibly. Yeah, it was really quite a strong week for those. And energy was up as well.
Let's look at the patterns jumping out from the charts. What are they like?
Probably one of the big, the biggest patterns that I'm starting to see is a bullish flag pattern on the US indices. So that's a consolidation breakout, usually to the upside. So there might be one final break to the upside just to get the last group of people into trading and getting on this amazing run that they've had over in the US. So we do see a little bit of a consolidation and it's looking to break higher. Plenty of resistance, plenty of support. So hopefully it'll break higher. Maybe targeting on the S&P around 2,300 points. But what people don't realize, most bullish flag patterns, once they break to the upside, they actually retrace quite strongly. So traders really need to be nimble and focused on their stops and watching out for any potential warning signs.
All right. What about opportunities that you're looking at this week?
Yeah, there's certainly one of the big ones is gold. Now, gold was sold off heavily last week. On Friday, it got sold off dramatically. And over the last fortnight, it's been down quite a lot. But it is sitting on support. So there is a potential for a good risk-reward opportunity right on current levels. But because momentum was so strong on Friday to the downside, I think traders, if they're going to look at that particular position, they need to monitor their stops. Because of that momentum, it could break a little bit further and bounce from there. Or it could just keep going south at a fast rate of knots. Now, I did have a look at a few ASX stocks. There's a couple in strong uptrends. We've got Australian Agriculture Company, Healthscope, SomnoMed, and Vocus Communications. And on the short side, we've actually got an abundance of stocks that are overbought at the moment, and only 4% of the top 200 are oversold. So it's really quite a bullish environment. But on the downtrend side, we've got STW Communications, Seven West Media, Karoon Gas, and Hills Holdings are in pretty steady downtrends that might be options for some short selling.
Advice to traders this week.
Yeah, there's a couple of things traders are likely to focus on. Gold and oil are going to be the big plays, but we've also got a massive development between Greece and the Eurozone regarding the Greek debt. So that's going to be a big focus as that plays out. Now, it's still a volatile, uncertain market, so traders do need to stay nimble with short-term trading systems. And on the economic data front, we've got Australian consumer and business confidence. We've got Australian unemployment figures later in the week, and we've got some China and Australian inflation figures.
Just very briefly, what do you think about the Greece Eurozone crisis?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people talking about a Grexit, especially some of the big players over in Europe and the US, suggesting that Greece is likely to pull out and there's no way they can repay the debt. But there's also some options where they might be able to sell some long-term bonds and move around and sort of maneuver around the current environment and work within what they have, but place some longer dated bonds and maybe sell that and raise some cash without defaulting on the debt.
And just to wrap up, how did you find the event on Wednesday night?
What a stellar event. It was really amazing. Chris and Louise really outdid themselves, and it was such an exciting day. The feedback was fantastic. We had over 260 people. It was a packed house, people sitting in the back in the couches, plenty of people taking notes, and it was a really exciting event, a lot of energy, and so great to see so many active traders in the market.
Ashley Jessen, thanks again for your time.
Thanks a lot, Carolyn.
How do you build share trading muscle and keep calm when the markets rip at your nerves? When shares drop, you must rise. So what gives you that kind of edge? Hi, I'm Rick Schnabel, and for decades I've researched the psychology of success. And over the Valentine's Day weekend, I'll be giving you the edge at our special breakthrough workshop. As a Valentine's gift to Talking Trading members, Louise Bedford is gifting you tickets to our breakthrough. Claim your tickets at lifebeyondlimits.com.au/breakthrough. Bye for now.
Trading Games' Louise Bedford and Chris Tate and the team at Invast held an exclusive trader event in Sydney last Wednesday evening. 280 people packed the room. As Chris Tate presented on, your thinking is keeping you broke. Over drinks and canapes, I spoke to some of our favourite Sydney-based trading game experts, as well as mentorees and people checking out the markets for the first time. First up, here's what people had to say about Chris Tate's presentation.
What did you get out of Chris Tate's talk tonight?
Oh, look, I got so much out of it. I thought his talk was fantastic. I like the differences that he said about the men's trading and the ladies' trading. I enjoyed that part very much.
You related to the overconfident male?
Oh, for sure, overconfidence. And I think we women lack confidence and usually need a little bit of backup to help us push us along our way.
Harry Boucher, how's your night been so far?
Oh, really interesting.
Why?
Oh, I just really loved Chris's directness and the information. I mean, I was taking notes, as you saw.
What notes did you take?
Mostly around his comments about ego, actually needing a critique, somebody to kick you up the arse and say, why did you do that? Why did you think that? You know, what made you do that?
Yeah,
and unreasonable, which I haven't actually had in my trading career. And there was some other stuff as well. Oh, around record keeping. Bloody hell. I do, but I get a bit lazy at times. You know, I let it slip.
Evan Maguire, what did you like most about Chris Tate's talk?
It's always blunt. It's no mucking around with Chris. It's either black or white. It's never grey. That's good.
What did you take out of it?
I took out the fact that they are the best educators in the market.
June, how did you find the evening?
I thought it was interesting. A lot of things that Chris was saying were uncomfortable for a lot of people, I think.
Why?
I think it's a fear. It's a fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
And what I got from this was you have to actually be real with this and actually not let your ego get in the way. It's a bit confronting. Like looking in the mirror sometimes is a bit confronting.
Talking the delightful Mary, what did you find great about Chris Tate's talk tonight?
I loved it.
What did you get out of it?
I got a lot of things out of it because he seems like he knows what he's talking about, and there's a lot of experience there. You can see it.
Any particular points resonate with
he's
you?
He's true. I want to be, is it 5%, the top 5%?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of those people.
Fatty, what was your favourite thing about tonight?
It was a great recap on a lot of the aspects of trading psychology that were covered in the mentor program.
What stood out for you?
I think that the main points about the narrative fallacy was, I think, a big one.
Narrative versus data.
Yes. That's always a hard one. And then just relating it to how I think as well, and trying to rely on the data more is something I need to...
talking to Jamie. Jamie, what stood out for you in Chris Tate's talk tonight?
Similar to what Fadi said, psychology, definitely.
What part of the psychology?
Realising that it's like your training is your own responsibility, so you have to be so personally responsible for everything, and that is a massive thing in trading. That's huge. It's bigger than what I thought it was going to be. What I've found is throughout my trading journey so far, it's only been short, completed the program last year, I've had to become a much better person, a more solid in character, I guess you could say.
I then asked some of the mentorees who attended what have been the highlights in the markets over the past 6 months.
Highlight was just staying in the game. You know, that's a big deal for me these days. You know, just get in there, and it's slowly, you know, making more sense. Like that whole thing around a macro. I didn't have a macro for years, so I was in going, why am I getting kicked to death in this market? You know, the stuff that I learned in the mentor program has kept me alive this time around. Because I only traded options for 2 years. I thought anybody who traded anything else was, you know, stupid, you know, dickhead. So, but I've got a real aversion to options now.
Are you a burning trader in your heart?
It's a good question. I see it as it's funny because I have a sort of a love-hate relationship with it, and I'm so aware of what Chris was saying now about it's the ego, it's my mental beliefs, it's the stuff that just holds me back, and I can see it. You know, I go, shit, why did I do that? You know, like recently I did a trade that I wouldn't normally do purely because I just felt like it and it was a shit trade.
One word to sum trading up?
It's mind bending. Sorry,
bending.
That's a two words.
That's hyphenated. That's one word. That's a good word. Mind bending. We love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Harry.
Oh, thanks, Caroline.
So what was the highlight? What's been the highlight trading so far of the past 4 months?
It always comes back to the psychology. I think it's just what goes on in your head, and you kind of place a bunch of trades and then you go in and have a look at how they're doing, and then, you know, all sorts of thoughts run through your head, and then later on you think, well, why did I do that? But the trading plan is the other one. Why did I do that? Did I need to do that? So it's going to be making all those sort of rookie mistakes and learning from them and just learning to be patient, stop playing with everything, and just let it go.
The highlight so far was the drop in the crude oil. I managed to click onto that, which was the other trade for me as well, has been the Euro-Yen.
Yeah.
In FX, that's gone really, really well for me.
I then asked our options expert from the mentor program, Evan Maguire, what he loves about the markets.
I like the fact that everybody gets a go. You can have a view. You might be right, but you might be wrong. But the market doesn't judge you. And as Chris and Louise have always alluded to, it's the best equal opportunity employer. So you can be thin, fat, doesn't matter who you are, what you are, the market's there and it doesn't judge you. All it is your ability to be able to trade the market and understand how you trade the market.
I've finally asked Ashley Jessen, the Director of Communications at Invast, what he would like people to take from the evening.
Probably the best thing is to make sure they've got the right mentors. You need the right people and strategies behind you to be able to succeed in the market and to understand that there's no overnight get-rich-quick schemes, as Chris says. You've got to grind away at it. You've got to be persistent. You've got to be patient. And if you've got the discipline to be patient, then you'll be able to succeed in the markets.
And to find out more about Louise Bedford and Chris Tate as trading mentors, go to tradinggame.com.au. And that's all we have for you today, guys. Thank you to our contributors from the Sydney Trader event, Maggie, Harry, June, Mary, Fadi, Jamie, Evan and Ashley. Stay tuned next week for that insidious complex known to all successful people, the imposter syndrome, as Louise Bedford discusses and defines it with mentoree Leanne Savory. I'm Caroline Stephen, and on behalf of the team here, thanks for your company. We'll see you next time.
Talking Trading is sponsored by tradinggame.com.au and the Mentor Program. The Mentor Program has been running continuously since the year 2000 and is a 6-month repeat-for-free course run by Chris Tate and Louise Bedford. In the Mentor Program, you'll learn every trading instrument over every time frame, but trade your own customised trading plan. The results of the traders who have completed the Mentor Program are astounding. Make sure you're registered on tradinggame.com.au to hear more.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.